sometimes side hustles just seem to fall into that perfect spot between something that really helps you out and a passion you simply enjoy. Now, today we're featuring someone who has found their passion through art after serving in the Navy. This is truly a great story for me to share because it also involves something that I happen to have a passion for as well. Welcome back to another episode of the Side Hustle Military Podcast, a show created to share the ideas and stories of side hustles and businesses from those who have been there and done it. And best of all, you don't even need to be in the military to use any of these ideas. If you got a passion and want to make some extra income, this podcast is for you. I'm your host, Victor Delaflor. I'm active duty military, an inventor, and a side hustler, bringing you a new side hustle military story. We'd like to give a quick shout out to our friends over at the Military Murder Podcast, a podcast that focuses on true crime in the military. And don't worry, no military knowledge is required to follow these stories. Every Monday, join host Margot as she shares true crime stories involving actual military murder reports, asking thought-provoking questions along the way. So jump on your favorite podcast app now and search Military Murder to join the true crime army. Hey, side hustlers, today's story is all about the art of a warrior. I'd like to introduce to you Jason Smith. So Jason served as a Navy FMF corpsman assigned to a Marine infantry unit from 2001 to 2006, where he was assigned as a frontline medic. So that's no easy task by any means. His job was to keep the Marines in the fight. After serving 5 years, he was selected for E5, but decided to EAS instead at the end of his contract. So for non-military folks out there, EAS simply means end of active service. After his time in the military, he searched for some PTSD therapy, and he found art was a great way to assist. Jason took an art appreciation class in college and began trying out several forms of media. That's when he found his calling. It wasn't until 2013 when Jason and his family moved to Georgia. That's when he tried his hand at selling some of his art. He visited a folk art shop near his house, took his art in, and showed the owner. They agreed to carry his art and guided Jason into different areas of folk art. After making his first sale, he was totally stoked. It gave him the reassurance that he could create something that other people actually wanted. One of his greatest experiences was his first international sale. Now, granted, it was Canada, but hey, that still counts as international. Now, these days, Jason's in a rebuilding phase. You see, before 2016, he had a large following on Facebook and a pretty big fan base in other areas. But around this time, there were issues with PTSD that caused everything that he created to dissolve. The stress from operating a rapidly growing business was way too much for him to handle. So in 2017, Jason decided to give it another go. He slowly began spreading the word again and getting his clientele up. Now let's talk about startup costs. He estimates his startup costs were about $1,000. Now that includes his online presence and upgrading to better art supplies over time. Now he's averaging about $500 per month from his art sales. So if you've ever worked with art or tried to sell your art, you know that some months can be better than others. So he says that with his art, it's either feast or famine for a large part of the time. Now when I asked him if he would change anything he's done, Jason says he's not sure that he'd change anything at all. All the mistakes and triumphs he's had have all been a way for him to grow as an entrepreneur and an artist. Now, his toughest experience so far was having to start from scratch when he decided to give it another go. So, what advice would Jason give to somebody wanting to pursue a similar path? He says, go for it. It's very scary to begin with, but run at it full force. If at first you don't meet your expectations, just try harder. Don't give up on yourself. So, what's next for Jason? He plans to keep reaching for the stars, keep growing his business, and continue wherever this ride takes him. And here's a piece straight from his webpage bio. Jason has never had a lesson or any sort of formal training in art. He is completely self-taught. Making art has been a great asset and outlet for him over the past 5 years. Jason battles severe combat PTSD and is no longer able to work. He uses his art as a therapy tool, along with treatment from his local VA hospital, to help him in his daily battles with his disorder. He hopes that through his art, not only can he obtain some solace, but he can also touch other people's hearts as well. Also, he hopes to be an inspiration to other veterans and service members who deal with the same disorder, so that through his experiences, they can see that PTSD does not have to rule their lives. Hey, you can find Jason on Instagram at artofawarrior2475, on Facebook at www.facebook.com/warriorsbrush, and on his website, www.warriorsbrush2475.square.site. Passion, folks. Passion. Finding your passion in a hobby you're truly interested in will make running a side hustle a whole lot better. And after so many years of serving in garrison and combat and battling PTSD, Jason finally found his calling, and he does it very well. Hey, I can tell you, Navy corpsmen, they hold a special place within the Marine Corps. They're attached to Marine units, they wear the uniform, and they keep the Marines going to win all the battles. I love that Jason reached out to me and shared his story because I'm simply a huge fan of art and do a little drawing on the side myself. And I want to say Jason's website is looking clean, minimal, and it looks really sharp, actually. The photos look professionally shot. I don't know if he hired a professional or what, but they look super clean. Hey, Jason, most of all, I really want to thank you for your service and allowing us to tell your story today. I want to thank you for all that you've given to your country. I truly appreciate it, and I wish you nothing but the best with the art of a warrior. Hey, side hustlers, if you want your story featured or you want to advertise on this podcast, email me at info@sidehustlemilitary.com. Hey, a big shout out going out to our very own invention and creation, Undercover Clip. That's the simple, effective, and the functional way to carry your eyewear in your Navy or Marine Corps uniform. Undercoverclip.com. And if you haven't found your side hustle yet, don't worry, we won't leave you behind. We'll get you there. And always remember, you've got the skills and you've got the knowledge. Now it's time to start side hustling.